Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Give me your eyes, Lord. Give me your eyes so I can see for everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your heart for the brokenhearted. Give me your heart.
Hi, welcome to Life Matters. This is your host, Mariah Wilde, and I'm so happy to be with you today. We're going to have a very special Life Matters. You know, we have had so many children we have placed into families, and that makes me so excited. Let me see if I can give you a quick recap just over the last couple of days. We've had a 2-year-old, 4-year-old, and 6-year-old, and the 2-year-old was found in a highway. Now, I'm thinking most houses are not on the highway, so how the heck did this little 2-year-old get in the highway? I mean, with Donovan, the minute we hear the door shut, we're like, oh my, open or shut, we're like, oh my gosh, where is he? Where is he? Because unfortunately, he's learned how to even unlock the deadbolt. He climbs up on the French door and does that. I'm like, wow, it's pretty impressive for a 2-year-old. And so this little guy was found dirty, scared, you know, dodging cars. Like, oh, we're so grateful that he made it. And now he is in a safe, loving family with his other 2 brothers. And then we also placed an 8-month-old with special needs. In fact, she has congenital glaucoma. And so one eye is really swollen. And she has a teenage mom who just wouldn't take her to the doctor, wouldn't give her her medication. And if you don't intervene with that type of glaucoma, then the child can end up blind. And we've had a couple of children, due to medical neglect, be either blind or legally blind, almost blind, because of the lack of medical intervention. Wow. I cannot believe that. I mean, I just can't imagine. Imagine not being willing to give your child what it takes for them to be able to see. And so I'm so grateful we have intervened just in time for this little 8-month-old little baby girl. She's going to get all the medical care she needs. Her eyesight should be able to be preserved, which we're so grateful about that. And then one of our little boys, who reminds me of my little Donovan, because they're just about a month apart and they're so cute when they play together. So his foster parents with Family Link are adopting him. And then we found out that his mom had another baby. So they just got a newborn baby, the sibling to the little boy that they're adopting, placed with them. And I'm like, oh, little Daniel is going to be such a great big brother. I know how Donovan is with babies. You know, they both just turned 2 a couple of months ago. And so they're like, baby, and touching their little legs. And I thought, oh, that is so wonderful that Daniel is going to have his little brother and probably going to end up being able to grow up with him. And so that is so special. To keep siblings together is incredibly important and special. And I'm so grateful when Family Link can intervene and we're able to do that. And then we also have a couple of sibling groups of 3 and 4 that we're working on right now. So it's always exciting. It's always amazing. And it is always also a privilege. You know, it is a privilege to be a volunteer, a foster adoptive parent. It's wonderful to go overseas and to be a missionary. But did you know that you could be a missionary in your very own backyard? When you partner with Family Link, when you volunteer with Family Link, you are changing the world. So I'm not saying don't go to Mexico, don't go to Africa, but some of you all probably will never go. But how about those of you that do like to go, or maybe you've gone to Haiti? When you're in the United States, when you're in the Austin, San Antonio, somewhere in Texas, will you partner with Family Link? See, our children have been through as much as the children in the orphanages, as much as the children in the streets that you could find in the streets, as much as the children who are trafficked, who are in brothels. I mean, it blows my mind in a very bad way. I don't want it to be true, but it is. The stories of our children who have purposely had their bones broken, who have been prostituted, who have been so emotionally and physically hurt. I mean, our kids are broken. Some of them have been locked in the closet for days. And so that is just as bad as these children who are overseas. I wish that it wasn't the case. So I'm not saying let's help those children. Let's stand up for those children who are overseas. Let's support orphanages. Let's do all that. But I find that oftentimes we forget about the ones around the corner. And sometimes I wonder if it's because if we really did know that that was happening maybe next door in our very own town or in a suburb of our area, if we might feel kind of guilty and go, oh, how can I just live my normal life knowing that this is happening right here and I have this opportunity that maybe even this weekend, well, you'd have to, you know, go through a few things with Family Link, but on a weekend when you're going to take your kids anyways to Zilker Park or to the movies, you're like, you know what? I'm going to take some of these children. I'm going to invest in them. I'm going to love on them and be their extended family. And I'm talking about that from a volunteer standpoint. Of course, if you took the biggest leap of all and said, oh, I want to be there during that emergency when that 2-year-old and 4-year-old and 6-year-old are found on the highway. Yes, bring them to me. I want to be that safe haven. I want to be that safe place. Or you might say, gosh, oh, I'd love to adopt. I know there are kids and teenagers out there just wishing, praying every night. God, would somebody choose me? Somebody pick me. I'm not that bad. I need a family. See, we offer free adoption, free college, and free insurance at Family Link. Isn't that amazing? I need you to help us share that good news. I believe for every child waiting to be adopted, there is a family. We just haven't found them yet. And you might be the one. You might connect us to your church. Your church might be willing to put out our brochures every single Sunday and Wednesday and every special event, highlighting and featuring children waiting to be adopted and also expressing the need for emergency foster care. Because you don't know who might walk by and see that brochure and go, wow, I always thought about being a foster parent. Or, I had no idea there was free adoption. I always thought it was like $30,000. These kids that I'm looking at right now are waiting to be adopted. Oh my gosh. And I could see the wife kind of nudging the husband, honey, look, or it could be the other way around. If we're willing to shed the light on something that we don't all want to know about, we don't want to know sometimes about abuse and neglect and all these kids waiting while we live our normal life. Today is a call for action. Today is a call. Will you go from the ordinary to the extraordinary in some form or fashion? Partner with Family Link. Because I tell you what, the need is too great. But if you partner with us, we can do it together. So I am so happy to introduce to you some of our partners with Family Link. We have Pastor Rob and Laura Koch with us with an incredible church, Shoreline. And so I am so happy to have you guys as my special guest tonight. So welcome.
Thank you so much.
You know, I don't know you personally, but I've heard so many incredible things about you, your family, your church. And I know Charlotte Thomason, our program director, has been an integral part of your church. And I know y'all know her. And so anybody that Charlotte loves, then I love them through proxy. So
thank you so much. You're very kind.
And we also have great friends, the Moores. And so just, I feel like even though I don't know you, I'm about to get to know you. But I want to tell you that our hearts are with you. And we're so grateful that you're partnering with Family Link. But you know what? I want to go back just a few years. I hear that you guys have kind of a funny story, something to do with the picture, something to do with maybe a yearbook. I don't know the details, but I'd love to know. So can we go back a few years? How did you guys meet?
Okay, so my wife and I, she's not here on the interview right now, but she and I attended the same university, and when she came in as a freshman, I was responsible for student IDs on the campus of ORU, and I saw her waiting in line and knew that I wanted to get to know her, so I actually ended up taking 2 pictures of her ID. as she went through the processing deal at orientation. And one I gave to her as her student ID, and the other one I put in my pocket and waited for an opportune time to make my introduction, and so that's how we met.
That is pretty funny. And so now when you guys met and when you were dating, did you know that you had a vision to pastor a church, or did that come later?
No, actually, initially, we were very interested in doing missionary work, and so I graduated from college in 1982 and did missions for about 4 years until 1986, and so was smuggling Bibles into Russia at that time, and taking young people with us on short-term missions trips. We were all throughout Europe and Africa and Central America, and then traveling around the United States as well, sharing in churches. And I thought I was going to do that for the rest of my life. My wife, Laura, is a doctor, and so she was going to use her skills in that capacity. And so, but then when we were in the final stages of our engagement and we were praying about where our lives would be after we got married, we really felt like God was leading us to start a church. And so we took up a map of the United States, and we kind of laid it out there, and we didn't really have anybody that was asking us to take over. There were no Bible studies or churches that were, you know, available that we knew of. And so as we were praying, we just really felt drawn here to the Austin area. And so, yeah, in 1987, we kind of formed a small little Bible study in our home, and things have progressed since then.
Wow, that's amazing. So we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I'd love to hear more about the vision of Shoreline. Because I know you've got some incredible things going on. You just launched a church plant in West Austin, pretty close to our office, actually. Our office is at Bee Caves in Cuernavaca. And then I heard that you just launched a church plant in Dallas. So we're excited to hear where you started from in 1987, having that Bible study, feeling called to Austin. I bet you never dreamt that the vision that God had for you in pastoring a church would be where you are today. So I want to hear about that. And then, of course, as we talk today, we're also going to share about the Caleb Run and the Caleb Foundation, where I can't believe it's already tomorrow. So we're going to be so incredible. I can't wait to see some of our families and our children and our friends there. And so we're going to talk about that when we come back from a break, too. Y'all are listening to Life Matters. Check us out at FamilyLinkKids.com. Friend me on Facebook, Mariah Wilde Family Link, and we'll be right back.
Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see.
Welcome back to Life Matters. This is your host, Mariah Wilde, and I'm here with Pastor Rob Koch with Shoreline. So we were just sharing, and I found really interesting that you smuggled Bibles. I remember, as I don't remember how old I was, but my mom, my parents giving me, I was probably like maybe 10, 11, 12, Pastor Andrew. Was it Andrew Murray? I was trying to remember his name. That's very well known for all the Bible smuggling.
Yeah, I think I read a book, if I'm not mistaken, you know, God Smuggler, way back
in the day,
you know.
Yeah, exactly. My parents were hippies and came to Jesus in the Jesus movement, and I was born in 73. So, yeah, I must have been maybe in the 80s when I was reading that book. And I was like, wow. And it puts a perspective. I think in America, we're just so used to having the privilege of going to church and reading our Bible that oftentimes we don't even take advantage of it. We're kind of tired this Sunday. And so I have teenage kids and young kids, and I try to tell them, this is a privilege to go to worship. So don't just sit there and look around and think about other stuff. Like, people actually die, are willing to die, and for this privilege of worshiping God and reading their Bible in other countries. And that is something that's really hard for us to imagine here in America, but it sounds like you sure understand that, huh?
Well, you can't travel overseas without getting a deep appreciation for the blessings of this country. And sometimes it's easier to take things for granted when things are the way they are here. And yet, you know, I think that there's also in this time and season of our nation a great need for us to return back to our roots, our passions for God and prayer. And so maybe God will be at work in that way as we, you know, continue to communicate the beauty of God's grace and His love, that people will respond.
Absolutely. And one of those ways to respond is to be with us tomorrow. I know that yesterday was the anniversary of really, truly the most horrendous thing any person, any parent can imagine. But I know, too, that y'all are willing to invest this time and your energy into honoring Caleb's life. And this 5K run is so special. You know, it's special because we're honoring his life. It's special because children who are abused and neglected will benefit. Will you share with us whatever you feel comfortable with as far as why Caleb's Run is important and why it's something that Shoreline and your family is hosting?
We like any parent, you know, you love your children, you desire your children to live, you know, with joy and passion and life. And when the worst nightmare for a parent comes to pass, like it did in our lives, you know, the devastation, the pain, and the grief is beyond words. And I think every parent looks for ways, who have gone through situations like this, look for ways to, you know, honor legacy, to, you know, to keep his memory alive. You see that sometimes in laws that have been passed when, you know, a young person, either through drunk driving or through texting or whatever, there are laws that are enacted in honor of that person to, you know, to help keep that memory fresh. And parents will often crusade out of issues that that were a part of their son or their daughter's death, whether it be cancer or disease and so on. For mm-hmm. Caleb, our son, he was just an amazing young man. He was a captain of his basketball team. He was a good student, an incredible friend to his friends, and just an amazing, life-giving person. And he went on a couple of missions trips before his accident, and, you know, just kids would gravitate to him. He was tall, he was good-looking, and he just loved kids. And so for us, the opportunity to put something that embodied his passions, which was athletics, and also kind of have as a beneficiary organizations that help children, that seemed like something that would really, really honor his legacy. And so the Caleb Run was kind of birthed out of that. Not that he was a long-distance runner. Actually, he loved basketball. That was his passion. But the Caleb Run is something that we did. And I thought, you know, perhaps we would just do it 1 year. But the response was so overwhelming. We had 1,000 people register for the run last year. And I thought that was incredible. Mm-hmm. And we were able to, you know, channel some resources to help some folks. And so, again, the same thing is happening this year. Registrations, in fact, are ahead of where they were last year. And so that's really exciting to see that this is really becoming a meaningful fundraising event for the people of our community. And we're glad to be a part of it.
You know, so are we. And I can tell you that I still have people. I just got an email this morning saying, just so you know, I just registered. And that is exciting. We want people to know it's not too late. You can. And then another person, even though I thought we made it pretty clear on the radio show that you can run or walk, another person emailed and said, I'm not really a runner. Can I walk? Well, sure you can. And so we want everyone to know you're invited. I'm not a runner. I'm one of those people that probably run around the block and might pass out. So it's okay. You can run. If you're a runner,
absolutely.
That's awesome.
You know, the vast majority of them are actually going to walk.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'll have, of course, it's a competitive run. It's a marked out race. It's an official race. And so people who, you know, are really into timed runs and it's a passion of theirs, this absolutely is a timed event. It's an official event. And so, you know, Run Text of Austin and other, you know, organizations that are very much into the professional side of running. This is absolutely a marked race. But at the same time, out of the 1,000 people that came last year, I would venture to say more than half of them walked. And my wife and I were in that group, and we just enjoyed chatting with folks and talking with folks along the way. If you walk it, it'll, you know, take a little bit under an hour. And if you run it, you can do it as fast, I guess, as in, you know, 20 minutes or so. But it's a fun event. People, you know, brought their families. Kids were being pulled in wagons. People were pushing strollers. And so it's definitely for the whole family.
And that's really neat. You're meeting both, because there are some people that are really into it. My brother-in-law from Houston is an avid runner. And so you're doing it in a professional way with professional support to meet those that's really important to them. But then you're also meeting the needs of families who really want to be involved but don't have the physical capacity to do it that way. And so they can just come, just like you said. You can push strollers, you can walk, you can talk along the way, visit with your neighbor, get to know people. It's a community event. And then you guys have gone above and beyond. Tell us about the Kid Zone. That sounds so fun.
Yeah, there's just things for the whole family. There's going to be food out there and music and you know, some kind of splash splash zone. That's what they, I don't even know what that is, to be honest with you, but it's going to be fun. I know it's a little bit hot. That's why we're doing it in the morning.
Yeah.
So the race starts at 8 o'clock, you know, before the, you know, the real heat comes. We start right on time. So if you're going to be a part of it, you need to come between 7:30 and 7:45, and then the race starts right at 8.
And so I hear at the Kids Zone, too, there's nature centers. I think actually maybe some animals, but something to do with nature center, which kids love anything to do with nature. And then you're right. You have, I guess if you don't know about it, maybe I'm not going to see you going down the slide, but you never know. You might be hot. So we might see Pastor Rob going down the slide. I hear there's some water slides, which the kids and possibly some adults are going to love. And then there's also, let's see, what else did she tell me? Nature Zone, Kids Zone. Oh, the Kids Zone has some games and things like that. So I think that's really special. You know, after everybody walks, then they can just stay, relax a while. The kids can play, have fun. People can get to know each other. And I'm excited because I know for our families, our Family Link families, if they're going to take the time to come and they all walk, then they're going to be really happy to have the kids as something really fun to do and just make it a really fun, incredible event. I want you to know that our hearts are with you.
Thank you.
There's nothing I can say that can change the past. But I can tell you that our hearts are with you very, very much. And we so appreciate the privilege of partnering with you for the Caleb 5K run. It is truly an honor. We value you as pastors, as parents. Your church is incredible, a life-giving, amazing church, changing the world. And so for y'all to choose Family Link out of all the charities that are possible, I just want you to know that our hearts are like, wow, this is so exciting. This is so awesome. So we've been inviting everybody. We know I've been inviting all of our listeners every night for quite a while now. And so it's a neat thing. So you listeners that maybe I've never met, this is a time for you to come out. I would love to meet you personally. I'd love for you to get to meet some of our Family Link kids, some of our Family Link families. In fact, some of our families are volunteering, which is really cool. So you'll get to see some of the foster kids and parents, some of the adoptive parents. And so we're going to have a great time. I hear that I get the opportunity to share for a few minutes at 7:30. So we're going to be up and out early while it's still nice and cool. And so is there anything else you'd like to share with us before we close out? I'm just so privileged and excited to have you on. But I do want to tell you, though, that I want to have you on some other time if you'd like. I'd love to hear about your Bible smuggling days and some of that. That sounds like some exciting stories you can share.
Yeah, that would be a delight. And just, you know, from our hearts, we're thrilled about what Family Link is doing. It's always a joy and a privilege to run into folks that really, really care about people. And that's what we have discovered in you guys. And we're just honored to be a part of your world in this season and help make a difference in the lives of kids here in Central Texas that really need a touch. So thank you for what you're doing as well.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm excited to have you on. I will see you bright and early in the morning. Everybody, you can go familylinkkids.com. Right on the front page is the link to the Caleb 5K run. You can register. It's not too late to even be a sponsor. You can register to run, walk, support, and sponsor. And so we're excited. We're still driving people there because we don't want you to miss it. If you do, you have to wait a whole nother year. And I know that the relationships, the inspiration that you will get by being there tomorrow and participating and honoring an incredible young man's life, while at the same time saying these foster children, these children who are abused and neglected, they are worth my time, my energy, my getting up early in the morning and being a part of something bigger than myself. So may tomorrow be the start of something incredible in the lives of children across Texas. So thank you so much. I can't wait to have you guys on again. I appreciate you, and I just can't wait to see you in the morning. It'll be here before we know it. So God bless you. And you listeners, we're going to take a quick break. Pastor Rob, I will see you in the morning. Y'all are listening to Life Matters. Check us out at familylinkkids.com. For updates, friend me on Facebook. Hey, you and Pastor Laura are my Facebook friends too. So we'll be right back.
Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see.
Welcome back to Life Matters. This is your host, Mariah Wilding, and I'm so happy to be with you. Oh, you know, that was so challenging because I can't even imagine what it would be like. I don't want to imagine what it'd be like to lose a child. And they are so brave to be willing to speak about it. I know they've been on the news lately also promoting the Caleb Run. And so brave, as you know, as pastors of a large church, you're living in the public eye, and to go through such trauma and grief with, you know, people kind of watching you must be so hard. But they are a testimony to the faithfulness of God. They are a testimony that there is hope, even if the worst thing that you can imagine happens in your life. There is still life and there is still hope. And so if you're going through a hard time, I hope that you could just be encouraged to know that this family, while I can't imagine what they're still going through, it's still very fresh, but this family has chosen to honor the life of their son. And they have channeled some of that grief into changing the world through his memory. Doesn't take the pain away, but other kids' lives are being changed in the process. So I pray that nothing like that ever happens to you, but it also puts into perspective, if you think you're having a hard time in life, chances are it's nothing like that. And it's just a matter of being grateful, I think, for what we do have. And if you're not going through something similar, which more than likely you're not, then I think we all need to be so grateful for our children. We need to be so grateful for the life that we do have today. So I want to share with you some of the very special lives that are going to be featured in the new Austin Faith and Family magazine. And these are lives that have been changed very similar to the lives that are going to be changed through the Caleb's 5K run. And in fact, I have one of them staying with you right now. And I shared about him when I was doing my personal story the other night. I shared about Joseph. At the time, his name was Timmy, and he came to us at the age of 2.5. I was doing respite, and then he became my parents' foster son for about 1.5 years. Was reunited with some other siblings. Yet here he is today, just turned 17, and he's here. In fact, we're going to have him on the radio show soon. He is the best friend of my boys, and he needs some extra special care and love right now, so he's staying with us. And I also have Casey. Casey was my parents' foster daughter. First she stayed with me, then she was with them. And she also is working at Family Link. And so you just think about, here she was, their little sister, her life was taken at a young age. They grew up in a drug and abusive and just horrible situation. And yet now Casey is 18, working at Family Link full time, starting college classes this fall. Wow, that's incredible. Her life being so changed through foster care and adoption. What made me think of him right now is that tonight we are doing a photo shoot for this magazine. Now, the Austin Faith and Family magazine did a feature on us in December, and that was so cool. All the kids that got to get featured were so excited. Like, that's me in the magazine. And that was awesome. And it also brought awareness, because, you know, that magazine has dropped off to many churches and HEBs, and we got a lot of children, families that we place, which means families that we license, which means that then we had children that we placed into families. And that's so awesome, just from that one magazine. So they asked us, hey, we'd like to do another feature story on you guys. And so this is going to be for the brand new issue in Bell County. So have a lot of kids gathering. We did some before the show, doing some after the show, photo shoot. And we have a foster family bringing 8 kids. And then we're going to have Casey and Joseph. So even if you don't live in the Bell County area, we're going to have plenty of extra magazine copies. And so we'd love for you to get to see some of these pictures of these wonderful children that I get to tell you about on this very show. And so who do you know? Maybe you know a publisher of a magazine. Maybe it's your church, because see, here's what it's about. It's about raising awareness, but that's just the first start. Then it's a call to action. And so maybe, just like I mentioned, maybe somebody's in their church and it's in their bulletin. Can you help us get information into your church bulletin? You know, I read it every Sunday. I bet people in your church do too. What if it said emergency? Children need families. The call to action. We need foster and adoptive families. children are waiting to be adopted, awaiting to be adopted for free. Now I'm just making it up. We actually do have a little blurb you can put into your church bulletin, which I can't think of right now. But anyways, we try to keep it short. We're not trying to take up a lot of space, but we just want to grab those people who either have thought about it or maybe they've never thought about it. They're just like, really? Wow. Could I do that? And then they call our office and they listen to the orientation conference call listed. And so there's a lot of ways to get families who may be interested in fostering or adopting. But you know what? Where are those families? I bet most of those families are in church. And so in church is where we're looking for safe, kind, loving families. Now, does that mean every single church family in church qualifies? No. But some do. And so will you help us? We want to get into your church bulletin. We could give a presentation at your church, including some of the pictures of children waiting to be adopted, which that was really neat. We had the opportunity to do that at Shoreline at a really neat concert night with Eric Moore in residence, an incredible band. And Andrea Moore is such an awesome advocate, and she's the one who set that up. And that was really amazing. We got volunteers and foster and adoptive families out of that one time we were able to present. Oh, and then I forgot to mention to Pastor Coke, but we have several foster families that go there. But one of our families is the Collins, and they adopted 8 children with Family Link. And they go to Shoreline. And they actually all came up on stage with me when I gave a presentation there that night. And so you get to see all these beautiful children. At the time, they ranged from 1 to around 8. It was 2 different sibling groups, a sibling group of 5 and a sibling group of 3 that they were fostering. And they have already raised their children. And yet they opened their home first to the 5. They said, oh, yes, we don't want these kids to be separated. And one was a newborn baby. And it was funny because I had heard that they'd got children, but I saw them the next day at an event. And so the grown daughter was carrying a car seat of this beautiful brand new baby. And I looked at her because I didn't make the connection. And I said, well, whose baby is that? And then she said, yours, which she meant Family Link. I was like, this is my baby? Oh, my gosh, this is awesome. Because I just threw me off with her carrying the baby, and I hadn't heard that there was a newborn that was placed yesterday because I with the sibling group of 5 because I wasn't involved in that particular placement. So that was so cool right away to get to see this brand new baby and these other 4 incredibly precious children that they were able to be there for. But then we also had the sibling group of 3, and it was crazy. We couldn't find anyone else for them, and they were even young. They were, and I say that because a lot of times people are looking more for younger kids. So I'm just saying they were even young. There were 2, let's see, probably about, this is a bit a while now, about 2 or 3 and then 4 and 6. A little boy and then 2 little girls. And did you know out of all the families, we didn't have any family except for them. So we were like, well, they do have the 5, but they seem pretty open-hearted, open-minded. They have a big house. You know, all of our other families who are open to taking 3, they already have them. And so let's just ask them. And that was for a foster placement. They said yes. But guess what? Then those children ended up being available for adoption too. And so they said, we're not going to tell these children, yes, we'll be your parent for just a little while. If you need a family, well, they didn't say this to them, but that's what they were thinking. If you need a family, gosh, you're already our kids. You call us mom and dad. We love you. We never imimagined we would be adopting 8 children. That wasn't their intention. But since they were fostering them and since they became available for adoption and since they loved them very much as if they were their own and the children loved them, they think those are their parents. And so then that's how they adopted 8 children. Isn't that funny? And they get the support, the love from Shoreline, the spiritual advice and care. But also, I know that Shoreline has an incredible children's program, so I'm happy to know that our 8 children are just learning and growing in the children's program at Shoreline, as well as some of our other kids. So the funny part is they came up on stage, and we got to introduce some of the kids. And we had people afterwards, they didn't get it, and they were like, oh my gosh, those kids are available for adoption or foster care? I'll take them. We're like, oh no, no, they're already adopted. But we have other children who are just as precious, just as important, who also need families. And so I thought that was pretty funny. I'm like, you missed a very important part. We said that they were adopted, but they were probably just blown away by how precious and cute they were. They didn't miss that part. But see, that's how all of our kids are. We have jokes in our office because every single child and teenager that we place, we're like, oh, he's so cute. Oh, he's the cutest. Oh, he's the best. She's the best. And the truth is they're all the best. You know, when you have biological children, that's what you think, right? Oh, they're so smart. They're so cute. So wonderful. I hope you think that. But see, our foster kids, our adopted kids, they need that. They need to be placed first. They've already been last. They've already been forgotten, uncared for. And if they have gotten attention, maybe it might be really bad attention. And so they need a family. They need a volunteer. They need a mentor who will say, you are so important. You're worth my time. And see, come in tomorrow morning, even if you hadn't planned on it, that's a way to stand up. And it's just the beginning. You might come, you might walk or run, you might participate and then say, you know what? I choose today to be a new day. I want to be a volunteer with Family Link. I don't want to just do the 5K, which is very important. But I want to develop a relationship to impact children's lives, either because I want to be a foster or adoptive parent, or I want to volunteer, be a church connector. I want to be a mentor. Right now, I can think of some awesome kids that need mentors. In fact, some of them are going to be featured in this magazine I was talking about with our photo shoot today. So their foster families are doing an incredible job, but they just, maybe they're a little older, could really use someone, you know, just investing in them more one-on-one or two kids instead of maybe they're in a large family because they have brothers and sisters. Maybe they just need some extra love and attention. Gosh, you just might be the one to give it to them. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Life Matters. Check us out at familylinkkids.com. Friend me on Facebook for updates, Mariah Wilde Family Link. And if you're listening going, gosh, Mariah, I'd like to join you in the 5K. I'd like to join you in volunteering, but you don't know what I'm going through, or my kids, or my husband, or my parents. Maybe it's that you're in pain, or you're not sleeping good, or you're just flat out tired. I have something that I know will help you. I would not share with you something I was like, I don't know if it'll help. I know it will because I use it myself all the time. If I'm feeling a little bit tired, I go, did I put on my energy band today? Okay, sometimes I might need to put an energy balance band chip on with the band and go, oh, that feels really good. At night, I can so tell the difference if I do use a rest quiet chip or I don't. If I don't, I sleep better than I used to just because of using Ciara during the day. But if I put the rest quiet chip on, I'm like, oh my goodness. And see, the crazy thing is nothing's going into my body. It's not because I'm flooding it with medication or even herbs. It's working with the electromagnetic field around my body. It's very scientific, but it's also very advanced technology. So it's like, what? I can't believe that works. That's what I thought too. But then I tried it and it does work. So I get the best night's sleep. And Donovan, if I use the rest quiet chip, and sometimes I forget to, and he falls asleep and I don't go get it, and he just wakes up during the night, and he's got some mosquito bites. So nowadays at 2 o'clock in the morning, he's going scratch, scratch. And he wants me to like rub his little bites because maybe the anti-itch medication wore off. I'm like, really? 2 o'clock in the morning, rubbing his little owies. But if I use the rest quiet chip, that usually doesn't happen because he's just able to go into a more restful, healing REM sleep. So those are just a few of the things that we use, but also use a peer relief chip because if anybody hurts their ankle, which happens because I have kids that play basketball and football, or hurts their arm, we just put the peer relief chip on. I don't have to give them some of that medication that is over the counter, but it is damaging to your body. If you ever read what some of the side effects are from Tylenol and ibuprofen, etc., you'll be shocked. So check out familylink.ciaura.com, familylink.ciaura.com. You can order right there online and just try it. And we'll be right back.
Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see.
Well, welcome back to Life Matters. This is your host, Mariah Wilde, and I am so happy to be with you tonight. Also the executive director and founder of Family Link. And so, wow, I'm just thinking about tomorrow. We're going to be getting up really early. Got 6 kids to get ready to go, which is not as many as some people, though, especially some Family Link families. But I'm going to be doing it with such incredible expectation, an expectation to see the faces of people who said, you know what, this is worth it to me. This is worth it to me to get up early to honor the life of an incredible young man, Caleb Koch, to support Family Link, because the proceeds, we're the beneficiaries of the proceeds of this race and the sponsorships. That is incredible. So many children and teens are going to be helped through this race. Not to mention the awareness that's being raised. People might go, oh, it's going to Family Link, foster care and adoption agency? You know what? My friend was recently talking about wanting to adopt a foster. Let me, send her over there. And so there's going to be so many ways that being the beneficiary, being the partner, the charity partner of this race is going to benefit children. And that just makes me so excited. I'm not even a morning person, but I'm like so excited anyways. I'm excited to wake up. I'm excited to get there. I'm excited to share. I'm going to share a few minutes at 7:30. That is such a privilege. I'll be cheering you on. Chris, my husband's going to be running. I am going to be supporting and cheerleading people, playing with some of our Family Link kids that are there. And then, of course, I can't wait to see all the beautiful children in the kids zone. That sounds like so much fun. There's going to be a little kind of a couple of slides. There's going to be some games. There's going to be a nature center. So I know my kids are looking forward to that. Some of our foster kids are looking forward to that. And I'm sure all the other runners and some of you listeners, I don't even know who are bringing kids, are looking forward to that. If you're a listener of the show, you should see my picture on our website. So come up to me. I'd love to get to meet. It's really exciting for me to meet some of our listeners. Sometimes I'm speaking somewhere and somebody comes up and they know me. They're like, oh my gosh, Mariah, I listen to your show all the time. And it's funny, but I'm always really surprised. I'm like, really? Wow, that's so cool. and so that happened to me the other day. I was in a meeting and I was speaking and a lady came up to me and she's like, oh my gosh, I listen to you. My husband listens to you. And I remember I was just really blown away because sometimes I think it's just my friends listening, but turns out there's a lot of you guys listening too, but you're my friends as well. If you're listening, then you have a heart. You have a heart after what Family Link has a heart for. Our heart is to love these children. Our heart is to not to live an ordinary life. We want to live an extraordinary life. Through the show, I want to equip you. I want to give you ideas for parenting your kids. I want to give you ideas for volunteering, whether it's with your kids, yourself, but I want to shake you up maybe out of your comfort zone. Because I just feel like in America, it is so easy just to live an ordinary life because we're busy. We're a busy people. I don't know anybody that says, gosh, Mariah, I have all this extra time. And so I just thinking about volunteering because I'm not busy. And maybe there are people like that there. I just don't know them. So I just want you to know that if you're taking the time to listen, that I really appreciate you. That means a lot. But I really hope you'll take the next step. And I hope that you will do something with your education. One of the families came up to me in our last training in the Austin area, and she said, oh, Mariah, I've been listening for quite a long time. And she said, I just feel so much more equipped. I feel so prepared even coming into the training. She said, I've heard about on this show about how to foster and adopt teenagers, and I've been walked through that process. I've even heard from kids themselves who were adopted and what they felt. She said, I was kind of afraid about the possibility of having a crack baby or drug addicted baby fostering. And then I heard all about that through one of the shows and how this baby is just doing incredible, even though his mom did the worst. You know, she was meth and crack, and he was even born with a hand deformity. She said, I listened through all that, and it's just, I feel much better about that. She said, all the different things that I could be like, I'm not sure. I've learned about sibling groups and how important it is to keep them together. I've learned about parenting them. I learned through therapists, and she went through this whole long thing, and I was like, wow, that is awesome. One, you proved to me you really are a listener because you just spouted off like all these different shows that we did. Two, it made me feel much better about her and her family going into this process. Like, she has learned a lot. She has been through a learning curve with Life Matters, learning how to do this with the right heart and right spirit. Because you know what the truth is? You can know a lot of facts about foster care and adoption, but my real goal is to get to your heart. Because if I can get to your heart, if you can appreciate and love these children, and if you have them, biological children, and see the best in them, if you can wake up in the morning and not be just totally stressed out, like this happened last night, three teenage boys, that were stayed up after me, and I tend to stay up late. In fact, they say things to me like, shouldn't you go to bed, Mom? And I'm like, shouldn't you go to bed? I'll wait till you all go to bed. So I went to bed before they did. And this morning, every single light downstairs is on, like everyone. And the air conditioner is turned way down when they're not even down here. And on top of that, the garage door was open. I'm like, seriously? I don't even know. There could have been an actual door unlocked. I didn't. Somebody else went through. I think Chris maybe opened up some of the doors. I'm like, okay, we don't live in the country anymore, people. We kind of have to, first, we want to conserve energy, but two, don't leave the garage door open. That's not necessarily safe. And so I could be like, oh, these kids, blah, 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 blah. Or I can go, ha, oh, these kids. Oh, and just laugh it off. You know, when they wake up, I explain to them the importance of why we want to do this and that. But it's just an attitude difference. It's just loving them regardless. It's appreciating every day with them. And when somebody has a loss like the Cokes have had, I think that should be a wake-up call for all of us who have children and go, oh, their days are not guaranteed. So we need to love our children for the opportunity that we do have and not take them for granted. And it's so easy as a parent to get frustrated and to not appreciate our kids and just to go, oh, why are they doing this or why that? And why do they keep doing this or that? But instead, can you just look at them and say, what a beautiful creation. God, thank you for this baby. Thank you for this toddler. Thank you for this teenager. Okay, what they did was kind of frustrating, but in the whole scheme of things, it's not that big of a deal. Parents, keep your sense of humor. That's what's going to keep you going. I told one of our foster moms the other day, I said, okay, here's my philosophy. If I can look back at this later and laugh, might as well laugh at it now. I don't want to be a stressed out person or a stressed out parent living day to day. I want to be full of joy and full of peace. You know, God says, I've come to give you life and give you life abundantly. I want us to live in that joy and that life and that peace. And see, if you don't, then you really can't be a great parent and you really can't be a great foster adoptive parent. If somebody's kind of unhappy or negative, frankly, I don't want them to be a foster or adoptive parent. That is not what our kids need. They've already been through that. You think their drug addict parents and abusive parents are really positive and positive influence and full of joy and peace? No. So we're looking for like the alternative. We're looking for the complete different. We're looking for safe, happy people who will see the good in our kids. Anybody can say, oh, he did this. Oh, he did that. Well, that foster kid, blah, blah, blah. Anybody could do that. We're not looking for anybody. We're looking for somebody who's going to say, oh, that John, that Jessica. God has such an incredible purpose and plan for their life. I see such good in them. Have you ever seen him draw? He's such an artist. He might, you know, draw art for the glory of God. He might be an architect and use those skills to help build orphanages or to draw out the architecture of orphanages or, you know, homes for people or offices in the United States, whatever. I just made that one up, but that sounds good. And so we want to find the gold in our kids. And this also counts for your spouse. We want to find the gold in your spouse. Maybe it's you. Maybe you have neither. Maybe you don't have a spouse or kids. Okay, that's not a problem. Find the gold in your friends. Find the gold in your family. Invest in them and look at them and say, oh, there's such good in them. It's amazing. Those that seek for happiness never find it. Seek to serve and you'll find happiness. That's my other life motto. I encourage that to be yours. And you know what? You're looking for a way to serve Family Link. We need you. You know, we're homegrown. I became a foster parent at 21, became an adoptive parent in my 20s, fostered many children. And now at Family Link, we found around 900 children families. Wow. But we've got a lot more to help. And you might be that missing link. So I can't wait to hear from you through familylinkkids.com. Check it out. Also, go on Facebook, Mariah Wieldy Family Link for updates. And if you need a little help physically or know somebody that does, and try something that I use daily, and go to familylink.ciara.com, familylink.ciaura.com. I have so enjoyed our time together. I can't wait to be with you again so soon. And I hope to see you in the morning at Shoreline Church, 7:30 a.m. The race starts right on time at 8, and then right after the first professional runners kind of go through, those that are really running as their passion, they're going to make it through the quickest. Then Kids Zone is going to open up. Kids are going to have a great time. Families are going to have a great time. We're going to do all of that for a very important reason. We're going to honor Caleb Koch, an incredible, incredible young man who's cheering us on. He's on one of the clouds of witnesses, cheering us on. And we're going to do it for all the children who are hurting, who are crying today and saying, where am I going to go? Who's going to love me? That's what we're doing this race for tomorrow. So I sure hope that you'll be there, that you'll sponsor. If you really cannot physically be there, you're welcome to donate online. Just, choose to make a difference. And I'll be back with you very soon.